To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks with
Blake Howard
and Sophie Lai.
Good morning, Blake Howard of Graffiti with Punctuation.
Good morning, Soph. Good morning, geeks. It is a good week to be a geek.
It is such a good week because this happened. Oh, yeah.
Wonder Woman!
It is out. It is here.
And look, it's been a long time coming, us talking about this film. Mm-hmm. The levels of anticipation usually make any film that you see, like, suck. But we've been willing this movie to not suck.
We've
for
had
so
the
long.
Mantra, Blake, of just, please don't suck.
Please don't suck. But I have to say, I caught the film on Monday night just before it was released on Thursday. And look, it is stylish. It is fun. It is made with heart. It is really the film that the character deserved. A resoundingly great DC adaption. Really strong. And for those of you who haven't heard too much about it, we got a taste of what Wonder Woman was going to be like in Batman vs. Superman. And pretty much she was the universal highlight. So we saw her, she was wily, she was clever, she was awesome, and obviously she was badass. But this film, Wonder Woman, is an origin story. So it sets us on Themyscira. We see Diana, who's, you know, the daughter of the princess of Queen Hippolyta, played by Bridget Nielsen. And we see her as a young girl, and her mum's kind of coddling her. Doesn't really want her to be part of the warrior Amazonian race that she's grown up with. But, you know, she's passionate. She's foolhardy. She's determined. And so she enlists the help of her auntie, Antiope, to kind of teach her to be the most badass warrior on the whole island. And what's really cool about this is we have all got superhero origin fatigue. At this point, we've seen every origin story and every derivation possible, and it's now just like, oh my god, I'm sick of it. But the great thing that Patty Jenkins and Gal Gadot do in this film is they kind of speed that up. So we go very quickly from Wonder Woman being, you know, the young Diana to, you know, the older woman that kicks off the start of the movie and sees World War One encroaching on Themyscira, which has kind of been hidden. And Steve Trevor crash lands there. There's a bit of a Nazi melee, and they kind of get a bit of a shock of, you know, how warfare has evolved since they were protected by Zeus secretly to live in peace on their island of Themyscira.
Fast forward 1,500 years or so.
Yeah, 1,500 years is war has slightly evolved.
Just a bit.
And he comes on to say that the world is engulfed in war. And what the Amazonians believe is that it is the work of evil god Ares, the last of the two remaining main gods, Zeus's son. And so essentially Wonder Woman says, you know what, I'm leaving. Diana's like, I'm out. I'm going with Steve Trevor. I'm going to the front and I'm going to fight. And it's a different Wonder Woman to the one you saw. She's naive. She's young. She's petulant. She's kind of like in a bit of arrested development being on this island, but very quickly gets a crash course into the world and gets a kind of outstanding welcome, sort of confronting people for acting weird and stupid and cowardly in the face of this really horrible effort. So if I'm interested to hear what you think, because I can expand forever and a day on this, but Wonder Woman coming to World War One, the balance of, you know, fighting the evil, the big bads, as well as keeping it really real and awesome. I just had a great time with this. What about you?
I had an amazing time with this. You said that people have origin, like superhero origin fatigue, but I found that with Wonder Woman, she wasn't like, it wasn't like, oh, you have these special powers in like blessed on you by a spider or whatever. It was like from the beginning, she was born with this. She was trained from such a young age, and it's a bit of a different spin on it. Also, every other origin superhero movie, it's always about the dudes. So nice to see just like her living on an island full of kick-ass women who were like, we don't need no man. Like, this is great. It was just so refreshing. It was something I hadn't seen in so long, and it just proves hey, Marvel, see, women can carry a whole movie on their backs by themselves because this is it.
The big one for me is there's a sort of centerpiece scene of this movie where Wonder Woman goes into the Western Front and sort of tackles No Man's Land. And sort of alluded to briefly in the trailers, but I can sort of say that scene in this film is one of the most outstanding pieces of choreographed superhero fighting smackdown that I think that I've ever seen. It's so raw and awesome and, you know, sort of mythological the way that she tackles it. But it's amazing how Patty Jenkins anchors it to the human character. So Trevor and his team who are sort of backing her up that we see in that famous photograph in Batman vs. Superman. There's just so much heart and so much, you know, the real difference is even between, say, Superman and Wonder Woman is that Wonder Woman's vulnerability is the vulnerability of the people that she's trying to save. Mm-hmm. And so that's her really only weakness. But they play that so beautifully that she's constantly trying to protect and knows that she's the invulnerable one and she needs to be their shield. Everything about her is shielding and sheltering those who aren't as powerful or as fortunate to be a warrior as she is. So she's kind of leading from the front throughout this whole movie. That scene in particular knocked my socks off.
Oh
my
gosh.
Absolutely blown away. And without spoiling too much.
I actually had tears coming up in my eyeballs. I was like, don't cry. Is this Wonder Woman? But at that scene, I was near tears, like, because my breath just caught in my mouth. I was like,
no, you have to. It was an amazing scene. And the other big thing that I would say is you end up sort of in superhero movies get a bit of fatigue from it's very generic and it doesn't really have a perspective or a point of view or even a sort of political point of view. And I think there are just some bombs that this film drops very casually, like throwaway jokes that you kind of 5 minutes later, they're still lingering around your head going, wow, I can't believe this movie is talking about representation. I can't believe this movie is talking about, peoples being conquered. I can't believe this movie is tackling post-traumatic stress. I can't believe that this movie is tackling goodness and having an open perspective on war instead of, you know, just having goodies and baddies. It's a really smart movie as well as one that's made with heart. And it's so fantastic. I had such a fun time. It's exactly what she deserved. And I know we've sort of waxed lyrical about it, but go and goddamn see this movie. It's got 93% on Rotten Tomatoes at the moment. My review is going to come up a little later today on Graffiti with Punctuation. I wanted to wait to talk to Soph and you guys about it this morning.
So kind.
But it's a really outstanding flick. There's some great characters. And Gal Gadot, I mean, this is the other thing is I actually don't know what parts of the movie were in slow motion or parts that I actually saw in slow motion because she's just so amazing as Wonder Woman. So I'm actually not sure which is which, but both ways, an amazing flick.
It was seamless, like the way it was just well paced, and that was I felt there was a pro issue with other Snyder produced DC films. So slow, like I fell asleep during like half the battle scenes, but this one you're so captivated, you just can't keep your eyes off because everything is happening. Even if she's going slow mo, you're still captivated and stunning, beautiful. It's what she deserves. I'm so happy it didn't suck, Blake.
Oh my god, but it's a massive sigh of relief. But well done to those guys. Two massive lady-led creators and a kind of a positive superhero movie. There have been other superhero movies that we've neglected to talk about because we've got post-traumatic stress like Elektra and Catwoman that no one ever wants to talk about because of just how awful they were. But this was she's the shining light, the beacon. And if they didn't knock it out of the park with her, it was going to be really hard for all of us. So very, very pleased to hear that it's kicking goals all around the world now. Already made a couple of $100 million around the world. So huge box office already and kicking the door down for more Wonder Woman soon, hopefully. And a great set off. We can see her in World War II. We can see her in the Cold War. We can see her in the 60s. There's a lot of potential.
Oh, so much potential. And again, this film is important because go out and see it because it means so much. And just seeing how many men, especially in America, who are like, what is with this woman's only screening? It's just like, this is why you need to see it.
No. They're not called men. They're called dummies. Anyone who has got a problem with an all-woman screening of Wonder Woman, they need you mute, block, report, whatever your social media needs to do. They're just dummies. Who cares? If there wants to be an all-man... To be honest, if there was an all men screening of like a Michael Mann movie like Heat, I'd be in. I'm going, right? And if there was an all woman screening of Wonder Woman, who cares? Like, it's seriously, just get over it. Like, it's such a tiny novelty. It's not hurting you for people to do it. Like, honestly, grow up, seriously. But yeah, no, an outstanding flick. Those guys are dummies. Let's not talk about them.
Outstanding. Outstanding flick. It's all about being the patriarchy, and I'm so glad your daughter, Blake, has something to look forward to when she's a bit older to watch it.
I know, right? I was just like, oh, God, do I have to show a Catwoman? No. Please, for the love of God, no.
Look, she's got Harry Potter and she's got Wonder Woman. She's going to be okay. But
yes. And Daenerys Targaryen, and let's not forget.
That might be a bit later, which is...
Oh, yeah, so, oh, God. No, R18.
But... Speaking of women, we have some exciting news happening back in the Marvel Universe, even though they're a bit slow on the uptake, it seems.
Yeah, this is, again, it's Sony. It's actually Sony trying to utilize their hold of the Spider-Man franchise to kick off a female superhero universe, which is called Silver and Black, which is based on the characters Silver Sable and Black Cat. So it's a rumor that was on Splash Report. They're trying to do a bit of an ensemble movie that's going to open up women into the Spider-Man universe. And, you know, there's a lot of good talk here. And it's really funny because one of the first reactions I had from folks watching Wonder Woman was like, I can't believe DC did this stuff first, especially in a, you know, a world that's so... smashed by Marvel. So yeah, really interesting that they're going down that path. Obviously with Sony, it's a bit of a necessity, is the mother of invention. They don't have any other Marvel characters that they can really do, but really awesome that they're deciding that to go with some sort of lesser known in a sort of general public sense to kick off a bit of a lady team up, maybe even beating the Gotham Sirens team up to the screens.
Ooh, that would be quite interesting if they did.
Yeah.
But with the success so far of Wonder Woman, does that mean, Blake, will we finally see a Black Widow movie?
No. There's my answer. Look, it's so dumb. We talked about it when Ghost in the Shell. The only reason that Ghost in the Shell exists is because there's no Black Widow movie. I mean, Marvel, you really need to sort it out. Natasha is such an amazing character. Black Widow, we've seen her in all the movies. And, you know, I think... one of the things that DC can do is break the rules. Like, I'm really enjoying people not following the Marvel model in any way, shape, or form. And obviously, Wonder Woman lends itself a lot to the stylistically to something like Captain America. But her introduction in a massive film like Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, and then going into her own origin story is such a, you know, it's a really cool way for them to get the jump on that. That's the same with Logan earlier in the year. I think these movies that are sort of trying to not follow that Marvel model are the ones that are really sticking up, because all the Marvels start to blur into one another.
For sure. So what does that bode for Justice League?
I'm even more excited about Justice League. I don't know about you, but I've been excited about Justice League from that first trailer when you saw Jason Momoa get launched into the skies, off of a Batmobile. I'm right in for Justice League. And I've been hearing some insider buzz that the folks who are working on Aquaman are so smitten with the script and so smitten with the performers and James Wan's direction. They're saying it's probably going to be one of the fun superhero movies we're going to see. So, you know, everything's boding well for the DC universe at the moment. It's Marvel that needs to sort of take that next step up. And fortunately, they've already had Taika Waititi make Thor Ragnarok, which kicks off in November. So that'll be their response to this one. And, you know, the better the quality in this, you know, crazy stuff that we get, the better.
Such good news. But, Blake, thank you for chatting to us about Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman! See you guys. Go see Wonder Woman right now. Do it. And do not see Pirates of the Caribbean. Do not.
Well, it is Wonder Woman Day, so a few comic book stores will be having celebrations, including some in the city. So do check them out and celebrate this wonderful character. But, Blake, see you next week.
See you next week. Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Bye.
Bye.